Well, good evening, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Ambit Energy Sunday Night Business Builder Conference Call. My name is Brian McClure. I'm an ambassador with Ambit Energy, and I promise to keep this call very short tonight in lieu of the Super Bowl. I don't know exactly where it is, but I know it's got to be close to the end of the game. And so I want to take you through a real quick visualization exercise. And I want you to, hopefully you're someplace quiet. You know, if you've got the game on, I don't know where the game is and progress and all that, but if you just take a few seconds, shut your eyes, and I want you to think about why you got involved in Ambit Energy. What's your why? You know, whether it's a kid's college fund, or it's helping some nonprofit, or it's getting out of debt, or moving out of an apartment into a home. This is what drives you to be in the business. You know, what is it that you want to realize for you and your life, for you and your family, whatever the case may be, that you want Ambit Energy to help achieve? You know, why are you doing the business? And your why shouldn't be, well, I just want to get out of debt. You know, if that's where you are, take it a step further than that. You want to get out of debt, and then do what? You know, what is it that you want out of your life? You know, if you're in that rat race and, you know, on that hamster wheel going around 9,000 miles an hour, you know, work past that. You know, work past that quickly. Say, okay, well, I do want to get out of debt. I do want to, you know, whatever. And think about what it is you want out of life. And that's your real why. You know, getting out of debt might be a step to the why, because obviously if you want to own a home free and clear and you want to travel the rest of your life or whatever, you know, you got to be out of debt. But, you know, a lot of people just say, hey, I want to get out of debt. And my answer to that is that's great. That's step one. But what is it? Why you want to do it? So I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think about why am I doing Ambit Energy? What is it that I want to get? For Ambit Energy is going to be the vehicle to provide what for me in my life. Okay, so again, I promise that this call is going to be quick, and I'm going to keep to my promise. So I want you to focus on that for a second. I want you to think back to when you woke up this morning. I'm not going to take you back this past week or anything like that. I want to, when you woke up this morning, okay, you woke up at a certain time. What did you do between the time you woke up this morning and right now? What is it did you do between the time that you woke up this morning? So you woke up and took a shower, you did whatever you did, and throughout the day, what is it that you did between the time you woke up and the beginning of this call? Okay, I want you to think about that for a second. Just kind of run the trap, and I'll do it for me. I slept in a little late. I had a late night last night. We're getting ready to move into a new house, so we got boxes and stuff everywhere. Looks like a bomb went off in this house, and I was up going through stuff and sorting through and throwing away and giving away and making all the different piles. So I slept in a little bit late. I got up. I took a shower. After the shower, I came out. I've got a vitamin regimen I go through, and so I kind of did that, and then I pulled out my list and had a very productive, probably 2-hour period of, you know, setting goals, what I had coming up this upcoming week, different things that I had to do, to different people I had to talk to about finishing the house that we're working on. I'm selling a couple pieces of property, had a couple things I had to do there, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, very productive kind of work thing. And then went out and grabbed some lunch, brought it back to the house, worked some more on the house. And then I got on this call. Now, what is it that you did? Just kind of run those traps real quickly through your mind. Okay. Now here's the self-realization. I want you to go back to your why. Okay. Why is it that you got involved in Ambit Energy? What is it that you want to get out of Ambit Energy? I want you to think about your day. And I want you to identify, was there any time during that day that you did something that was going to help you achieve your goals and ambit energy and thus your why? You know, so what did you do today? You know, you got up, maybe you went to church, you know, we didn't go to church today, but we do quite often, but today we didn't, and you did this and you did that and so on and so forth. Was there any moment from the time you woke up to the beginning of this call that you did anything that advanced your why, that took a step forward in your why? And, you know, we don't have the ability to interact on this call. We don't have the ability for people to, you know, raise their hand like we would on a Zoom call. But my guess is that the vast majority of people on this call did not do anything to advance their why, you know, achieving their why. And it's because we let life get in the way and we're not disciplined. You know, we don't have accountability partners. We don't do the things we have to do to keep ourselves accountable. We dream and we hope and we wish for something to change and for something to happen, but we don't take action. You might say, hey, well, you know, Sunday's the Sabbath. You know, maybe you're Jewish and Saturday's the Sabbath or, you know, whatever. And so I don't work on the Sabbath. Hey, that's fine. I'm not making anybody wrong or bad for not doing something to get closer to their why. What I want you to do is I want you to think about this as the days pass. And what I can tell you is if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And most people in ambient energy, by definition, from the first day that Ambit Energy was formed and Frank Schmalling joined as the first consultant to today until eternity, most people do not execute on why they're doing the business. Some do, and they achieve a certain degree of success, but most people do not. And so I want you to think about that for a second. I want you to think about, what is it that I do day to day? And I wanted to take you through this very, very simple, very quick thing. You have a why you're in the business. Stay focused on that. It's important to you. It's important probably not only to you, but you and your family, people that you know and love, and that's important. But then you have a thing called life, and you wake up in the morning. Everybody has 24 hours in the day, and you go through the day, and then you go to sleep at night. And then the next morning, you wake up, and you go through the day, and you go to sleep the next night. No, everybody does that, okay? And so what you have to do is you have to say, okay, what is it that I'm doing? And how many minutes or hours a day am I putting into achieving my why? I mean, that's important to you. It's the ultimate destination of where you want to be for you in your life. Yet you don't have the discipline to put in the work to get there. And so it doesn't matter how great the opportunity is. You know, residual income from a public utility unconsciously purchased, habitually used, the backing of a $1 billion corporation with incredible management, great field leadership, fantastic compensation plan, great new app, great new videos, great new this, all these great things happening. None of that makes any difference if you don't take action. Action will take you out of doubt. Doubt will take you out of action. You know, it's incumbent on you to come up with a plan to take action to achieve the why. And so what happens is the day goes by, and hey, look, there are days I don't work on my business. You know, I've got other things that are important to me in my life. You know, I've slowed down quite a bit in the business and have for the last few years. But when I was working the business, it was 24 hours, 7 days a week. There was not a day that went by that I wasn't, you know, in the business, working the business, understanding what I needed to do to achieve my why. And so I wanted to take you through this self-realization of how is that for me in my life? How is that for me in my business? How is that working for me? And what I want to leave you with as we end the calls, I want to leave you with, you have a week between this call and next week's call, and I want you to document. I mean, at the end of the night, before you go to bed, take a little note card, a little notebook, whatever, and document what did you do that day to achieve your why. And it can be simple things. You know, and again, I'm not making anybody right or wrong. Hey, you may look up next Sunday and say, I didn't do one doggone thing this whole week, Brian, because, you know, I had a lot of important stuff going on. You know, Betsy has some medical things we're taking care of. We leave tomorrow to go to Houston, a little procedure on Tuesday, a little procedure on Wednesday. Keep her in your prayers. It's nothing super serious, but, you know, hey, I'm not worried about anything until we get in a truck and come back on Thursday, okay? I'm not going to be doing anything but focusing on that and being there for that situation. So, you know, hey, but life goes on. Things go on that, you know, again, I'm not making you bad for it. But what happens is if you do that week after week, after week, after week, after week, month after month, after month, after month, year after year, after year, after year, then what you're doing is you're just wishing and hoping and dreaming. The difference between being successful and wanting to be successful in this business, this is a big one. The difference between being successful and wanting to be successful in this business is a simple little word. It's called action. All the positive thought won't make you any money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. Hey, I'm going to open it back up. I promise to keep it short, probably the shortest call we've done in forever. But I wanted to keep to my word and get y'all back to the Super Bowl or whatever's going on with that. So I'm going to unmute it, let everybody say good night, and I appreciate everybody getting on the call despite the fact that it's Super Bowl Sunday.